Good evening, members. We're going to open a public hearing on House Bill 3656 and then hope to move it this evening. Open a public hearing on House Bill 3656. Long time no see, Mazin.
Yes, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. It's good to be spending our Friday nights together. as long as not
hangman's humor.
It's just the beginning of football season. We'll be hanging out together Friday nights.
This bill addresses two sets of fees. The first set of fees are basically securities fees. In the packet that I have included in your packet here, the exhibit B1 or B2, whichever is easier for you to look at, they both have the first set of fee. The first set of fee has three different categories also of fees. Those are licensing, securities registrations, and federal covered securities or federally covered securities. And those fees have been of the same amount, as I understand it, for since 1969 or so. These fees are suggested to go from where they are today in current law at different levels, and as you would see from that schedule, some of them are $115 and some are between that $350 and so on. They will go to what's so-called the midpoint, and that's the midpoint of the national scale. In other words, when we see all the national fees around the states, the midpoint of that will be determined every 2 years by Fund Consumer Services, and that new fee will be the one for the coming 2 years that will be collected. The second set of fees is the fees for business business registry fees. Those are fees that are collected by the Secretary of State, the Corporation Division. Those business registry transactions went from a whole multiple number of fees in 1999, and they were all put into one unified fee of $20 to start being collected in the year 2001. Of course, luck has it that in the year 2001, those fees that don't anymore go to the general fund, and the general fund takes a dive, and therefore it even brings it further down. Those fees are suggested by this bill to go up by $30 up to the new fee will be $50. In Exhibit A in your packet, I've included what would be expected out of both transactions and revenue. We do expect those transactions to slightly start coming down. There will be elasticity in the price. As the price goes up, there will be a slight decline of those transactions. Nevertheless, the amounts of revenue that would be generated to the general fund out of that new $30 fee would be about $11 million or 10.7 in 03 or 05, and about $15 million in 05 or 07. Going back to the first set of fee, which is the securities fees, just to give you the revenue impact on that, those total fees will come to when the three of them increase to the midpoint, the estimates that they will be about $16.8 million. In the 2 or 3 or 5, and then 21.5 in the 05 or 07. Those fees will come into effect has 91 days after the signee die, and also it requires the BCBS to start working on or immediately put together emergency rules in order to establish that new fee and start collecting it. The fiscal office also, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, have determined that there is no large impact to speak of for both agencies, both the Secretary of State and the Department of Consumer and Business Services, as a result of this bill.
Thank you.
Questions for Mazin? Yes.
How many dealers will this affect, and how many security folks will this affect? Where is that in this?
The the applications, Nelson, the applications, you would, if you see in the exhibit, that is the number of applications that we, that is expected at, that, at this time to be subject to the new fee. So if you look in the second box, which says the biennium 03 or 05, in the first column of that box, it gives the number of application per each transaction of those. So you'll have for the first one, which is the broker dealer initial at 518, and the broker dealer renewal at 3,868, and so on.
I guess that's the part that I don't quite understand. I mean, how many security dealers are we talking about in the state of Oregon? I mean, this is raises a tremendous amount of money.
Good point.
Yeah. Here we go.
Mr. Chairman, for the members of the committee, for the record, Tom Addis, Deputy Administrator of the Division of Finance and Corporate Securities. And Chair Deckard, Senator Nelson, there's about roughly 3,000 securities dealers in Oregon.
Tom, did you... Further questions?
Go ahead.
Did you have anything else you wanted to get on the record?
Mr. Chairman, no, not unless there are questions from the committee.
Sure. Yeah, please, Senator Hannan.
One question I have, was the security dealers consulted in the fee increase?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hannan, they have been talked to about it. They did testify on previous version of the bill. Senate Bill 826 was the original version that was introduced. But I don't believe we've heard from them recently.
Did they testify in support?
Mr. Chair, Senator Hannan, it was mixed. There was one representative who felt that, who agreed that the fees had been in place a long time and were probably quite a bit too low, and thought that perhaps they ought to be somewhere between what the bill proposed originally in Senator Walker's bill, which was the national midpoint, and where they are now, so maybe the 25th percentile. And there was, I believe, another representative who was opposed from the securities industry.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anyone, we're members, we're short one member to move this bill, so. Oh, Paul's rounding up. Okay, so we can wait. Anyone else want to testify or say anything at all?
Business registration, $30 to $50 is fairly reasonable too, if you had to consider raising the commercial notary public and all this other stuff, they need to increase those fees.
Right. So Paul's out looking for a fifth member.
Can we swear in a new member? Can we kind of go out and be a senator for a committee? You know, kind of like
a bunch of bucking for that responsibility.
That's important, Thomas.
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to be a senator for
a bit. I want to say something out of place. We are all ears.
Mr. Chairman, this may help a little bit. In terms of the number of broker-dealer firms, we're looking at 3,868. In terms of the number of salesperson renewals that we would expect during the next biennium, that's at 168,000. Now, those are not just in Oregon, because federally covered securities are often offered, and that's probably the bulk of the security offerings in Oregon are in fact, federal covered securities. But if you're going to sell security, offer securities in Oregon, you need to be registered in Oregon.
Sales tax.
Okay, great. How's your summer going?
You have a great shirt. I like
that. Yeah,
they charge you selling securities in Oregon.
Or how was your summer?
My summer was going fine, Mr. Chair. It still is.
Just about gone.
Yeah. That's about time.
Close public hearing. Thank you very much. Appreciate your open a work session on House Bill 3656.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Hammond.
Are you ready to move it?
Yeah, please.
I would move the Engrow House Bill 3656 out to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Hammond has moved House Bill 3656 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Would you like to carry?
Sure.
Senator Hammond will be the carrier. We're done.
Can I go? Thanks.
Just a second.